It's currently 6:21 in the morning, January 1st, 2011. I've been 28 years old for roughly a week and a day now, and I have a thought that I'd like to talk about today. I don't know if I'll make this a normal thing or not, but I guess maybe people to come to this site or come to any site or to click on links and start experiencing something good again. Too many times I've seen it around the web that we get so locked into wanting to see people being angry or see people being hateful or spiteful or ragey. And I know I'm, more than it's easy to accuse me for being ragey myself. If anyone remembers me of being the wandering ranter, I mean, that was practically my identity for a while. And anyone who's a close friend of mine has knows how much I can go on about something if it really truly pisses me off. And I've realized kind of lately that I don't want to be that way anymore. And to drive that point home, I've actually seen people not be that way. I've seen, of course, a lot of people may know about the angry video game nerd who specializes in, very loud, very vocal, very expletive-filled rants about old video games that really no one really cares about. And I've seen some good reviews. I've seen positive reviews. Hell, I've seen a happy video game nerd who gives good reviews on games that are fun to play and that really aren't aggravating. And even if they are, he's still not going to let it bother him. So, that being said, I guess maybe I'm driving a point that kind of goes like this. I've seen some people be unhappy and see people cause drama and see people make a name for themselves by being, quote, that guy. You want to be that guy. You want to be the guy who everyone looks at because he's the one doing the crazy things, or he's the one who is always starting drama, or he's the one who's already always being angry. And apologies if you think I mean you or anyone, you the listener, because I'm not really think of anyone out in particular. I'm thinking of an abstraction. But I don't want to be like that. And I've seen Furs be that way. And I've even seen one brag that you're not truly popular in the furry community until you have an Encyclopedia Dramatica page. I think that's absolutely the most stupidest thing I think I've ever seen. You're only worth something if you're on a page that isn't worth the time it was spent making it. That all the whole thing, the whole point of that page is just to bring others down no matter what. So with that in mind, I want to tell a story. And this is a true story. And I might make a habit of telling true stories that are good and decent and fun and happy and honestly hilarious and honestly maybe a little inspiring to tell. This isn't going to get religious. It's just going to be something I try to do every now and then. I served in the military bands for 4 years, and generally, the only thing I really enjoyed about it was being in the band itself. Really, there was nothing more to it. I enjoyed playing music, and I didn't enjoy getting up doing PE or PT, excuse me. Didn't enjoy all the bullshit that happened in there. Didn't enjoy the politics. Definitely didn't enjoy how some people made it look so easy. But it did cause me to get some neat things to happen in my life, and one of those was the fact that I got to spend a year in Korea, which was intriguing. A very, very positive experience that the only thing really that wasn't positive about it was that I missed everyone like crazy. But we were doing a tattoo, which if anyone knows what a military tattoo is, that's just a great big show of musical awesomeness. A bunch of bands get together, play some music, have some fun, blah 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 blah. And I was playing in a small group. No, that was a we called ourselves the Dixie Commandos because we were a Dixieland band. And I guess at that point I was really low because I wasn't expecting a very big crowd for this, but a big crowd showed up for us to play, and we got up on stage and I hammed it up like I usually did when I was playing my trombone, and we all had a good time. And afterwards, we were off on the right-hand part of the stage, having a cigarette, relaxing, waiting for our call-in to come and get us, and so we could get our stuff and get ready to go. And our singer, who's a very pretty lady by the name of Melissa, Melissa came up to us and said, you guys, why don't you get your berets back on, get your instruments back out, and come over here. There's a little boy who's been watching the show, and he told his parents that he liked you guys the best. And his parents have asked if maybe, you know, one or two of you guys could come over here and maybe take a picture with him. Without missing a beat, all seven of us put our berets back on, got our instruments out, and walked over. And here was where Melissa had kind of omitted something. The young boy was autistic, very much, very clear. You could tell his eyes were spaced a little too far apart, and his forehead was just a little bit too wide. And the smile that appeared on his face as he saw us walking closer to him was, I can't describe it. It just warmed the bottom part of my heart and kind of made that whole day, that whole experience, just being a musician, it made it all worth it as we all kind of got around him and, you know, we had our trumpet player give him his trumpet to hold on to, and I plunked my big beret down on his head, which, you know, kind of went, you know, blunk right on top of his head and swallowed half of it almost. But the smile that was on his face was so genuine, and the tears coming out of his mother's eyes as she spoke rapid Korean to our translator, who was thanking us from the bottom of her heart and so swore that day that she would speak no ill of the American forces ever again. And her husband swore to us that she hated the United States. It was only by the fact that the child really wanted to see us play. It's an inspiring story, and it's every word of it's true. And maybe I'll make a habit of telling you guys stories that, like that. It's telling happy things to balance out whenever I do something that isn't so happy. I don't know what I'll call it. Maybe I'll call it Quiet Moments with Zeph. Because it is quiet, and it's times when it's quiet is when you really understand yourself. So, I guess this has been my first quiet moment with you. Thanks for listening.